The sand was thick over his black shoes and the heat hit him. He became conscious of the weight of his clothes, kicked off his shoes fiercely and ripped off each stocking with its elastic garter in a single movement. Then he leapt back on the terrace, pulled off his shirt and stood there among the skull-like coconuts with green shadows from the palms and the forest sliding over his skin. He undid the snake clasp of his belt, lugged off his shorts and pants and stood there naked, looking at the dazzling beach and the water. He was old enough, 12 years and a few months, to have lost the prominent tummy of childhood, and not yet old enough for adolescence to have made him awkward. You could see now that he might make a boxer as far as width and heaviness of shoulders went, but there was a mildness about his mouth and eyes that proclaimed no devil. He patted the palm trunk softly, and forced at last to believe in the reality of the island, laughed delightedly again and stood on his head. He turned neatly onto his feet, jumped down to the beach, knelt, and swept a double armful of sand into a pile against his chest. Then he sat back and looked at the water with bright, excited eyes.
"Ralph!"
The fat boy lowered himself over the terrace, sat down carefully, using the edge as a seat. "Sorry I've been such a time. Them fruit." He wiped his glasses and adjusted them on his button nose. The frame had made a deep pink V on the bridge. He looked critically at Ralph's golden body and then down at his own clothes. He laid a hand on the end of a zipper that extended down his chest. "My auntie." Then he opened the zipper with decision and pulled the whole windbreaker over his head. "There." Ralph looked at him sidelong and said nothing. "I expect we'll want to know all their names," said the fat boy, "and make a list. We ought to have a meeting." Ralph did not take the hint, so the fat boy was forced to continue. "I don't care what they call me," he said confidentially, "so long as they don't call me what they used to call me at school." Ralph was faintly interested. "What was that?" The fat boy glanced over his shoulder, then leaned towards Ralph. He whispered, "They used to call me Biggie." Ralph shrieked with laughter. He jumped up. "Biggie! Biggie! Ralph, please!" Biggie clasped his hands in apprehension. "I said I didn't want Biggie! Biggie!" Ralph danced out into the hot air of the beach and then returned as a fighter plane with wings swept back and machine gun Biggie.
"Shee-ow!"
He dived in the sand at Biggie's feet and lay there laughing. "Biggie!" Biggie grinned reluctantly, pleased despite himself at even this much recognition. "So long as you don't tell the others." Ralph giggled into the sand. The expression of pain and concentration returned to Piggy's face. "Off a sec." He hastened back into the forest. Ralph stood up and trotted along to the right. Here the beach was interrupted abruptly by the square motif of the landscape. A great platform of pink granite thrust up uncompromisingly through forest and terrace and sand and lagoon to make a raised jetty 4 feet high. The top of this was covered with a thin layer of soil and coarse grass and shaded with young palm trees. There was not enough soil for them to grow to any height, and when they reached perhaps 20 feet they fell and dried, forming a criss-cross pattern of trunks very convenient to sit on. The palms that still stood made a green roof, covered on the underside with a quivering tangle of reflections from the lagoon. Ralph hauled himself onto this platform, noted the coolness and shade, shut one eye, and decided that the shadows on his body were really green. He picked his way to the seaward edge of the platform and stood looking down into the water. It was clear to the bottom and bright with the efflorescence of tropical weed and coral. A school of tiny, glittering fish flicked hither and thither. Ralph spoke to himself, sounding the bass strings of delight. Whizzo! Beyond the platform there was more enchantment. Some act of God, a typhoon perhaps, or the storm that had accompanied his own arrival, had banked sand inside the lagoon so that there was a long, deep pool in the beach with a high ledge of pink granite at the further end. Ralph had been deceived before now by the specious appearance of depth in a beach pool, and he approached this one preparing to be disappointed. But the island ran true to form, and the incredible pool, which clearly was only invaded by the sea at high tide, was so deep at one end as to be dark green. Ralph inspected the whole 30 yards carefully and then plunged in. The water was warmer than his blood, and he might have been swimming in a huge bath. Piggy appeared again, sat on the rocky ledge, and watched Ralph's green and white body enviously. "You can't half-swim." "Piggy." Piggy took off his shoes and socks, ranged them carefully on the ledge, and tested the water with one toe. "It's hot." "What did you expect?" "I didn't expect nothing. My auntie..." "Sucks to your auntie." Ralph did a surface dive and swam underwater with his eyes open. The sandy edge of the pool loomed up like a hillside. He turned over, holding his nose, and a golden light danced and shattered just over his face. Piggy was looking determined and began to take off his shorts. Presently he was palely and fatly naked. He tiptoed down the sandy side of the pool and sat there up to his neck in water, smiling proudly at Ralph. "Aren't you going to swim?" Piggy shook his head. "I can't swim. I wasn't allowed. My asthma..." "Sucks to your asthma." Piggy bore this with a sort of humble patience. "You can't half swim well." Ralph paddled backwards down the slope, immersed his mouth and blew a jet of water into the air. Then he lifted his chin and spoke. "I could swim when I was 5. Daddy taught me. He's a commander in the Navy. When he gets leave, he'll come and rescue us. What's your father?" Piggy flushed suddenly. "My dad's dead," he said quickly, "and my mum." He took off his glasses and looked vainly for something with which to clean them. "I used to live with my auntie. She kept a sweet shop. I used to get ever so many sweets, as many as I liked. When'll your dad rescue us?" "Soon as he can." Piggy rose, dripping from the water, and stood naked, cleaning his glasses with a sock. The only sound that reached them now through the heat of the morning was the long, grinding roar of the breakers on the reef. "How does he know we are here?" Ralph lolled in the water. Sleep enveloped him like the swathing mirages that were wrestling with the brilliance of the lagoon. "How does he know we are here?" "Because," thought Ralph, because. The roar from the reef became very distant. "They tell him at the airport." Piggy shook his head, put on his flashing glasses, and looked down at Ralph. "Not them. Didn't you hear what the pilot said about the atom bomb? They're all dead,